At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Before we talk football, let me remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes or Dolphins merch this season is Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. Chris Perkins is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He's a columnist for the Sun Sentinel, covers the Miami Dolphins, and you can also hear him on Game Day Uncensored here on 104.3 FM WQAM, along with Brendan Tobin and our very own Solana. So, Perk, is there a growing divide, I guess I would say, in your estimation with Dolphins players and Mike McDaniel and now Tua because of his post-game comments? Is this thing being held together with scotch tape at this point?
Maybe masking tape, you know? Maybe some masking tape, something a little bit stronger, but maybe some electrical tape. But you know what? We don't know yet because we didn't have access to the locker room on Monday. Today is a day off. I'm actually down here at Feed in South Florida, Jason Jenkins' service day. Jason Jenkins, the former Dolphins media relations guy, vice president of the Dolphins. We're helping package food for the homeless. So there's a couple of players down here, Malik Washington and Jonas Vainaya, Kenneth Grant. But I don't know that there's a divide. We haven't been able to talk to the players. I would think that they're not happy. I think the biggest thing that I noticed was yesterday when we talked to players on the podium, Patrick Paul and Aaron Brewer, we asked them what they thought about what Tua said, and they didn't go anywhere near it. They said in-house stuff should stay in-house. And I thought that was a big example of how they think that this matter should have been handled. So that's pretty much all we know right now, but I thought those few words and that gesture said a lot about what they think about maybe how Tua handled the situation.
Hey, Perk, you got a guard and a D tackle down there. Let him get some one-on-ones in. Goodness gracious.
Show some techniques. All right.
Go over a few points. Kick back, pass rush. Let's work on some hand movement.
Right. I'm going to suggest that.
Perk, you were there when Tua – It makes no sense to me. Went off the rails with the player-only meeting attendance. Like, where is that coming from in your estimation? Why the hell did he do that post-game?
I don't think Tua gets it. I think he's tone-deaf to things that how they're going to be received. And, you know, Tua's not a mean-spirited guy. He's not a guy who wants to put people on blast. But I think he's also a guy who doesn't understand how the public is going to receive things. And I think he badly underestimated how this was going to go over publicly. You know, the thing when he said something about, I go home and play video games with my kids after games, and that didn't go over well. I think what Tua meant was, if I have a bad day at the office, I can go home and play with my kids and they don't care and I'll immediately feel better. But it's not what he said. And it's not how the message was received. And so I think that probably this was one of those situations where he put something out there that shouldn't have been out there, and he had no idea how it would be received. And this thing is blown up into a national story. And he should know, though. He should know. I know that he gets counseled on this stuff. I've been told he's been counseled before when he stuck his foot in his mouth. But for some reason, it just doesn't register with him. And so I think that that's what this is. I don't think he was trying to really put anybody on blast or put their business out there. But he did it, and he should have known better.
Is it possible, Perk, that there's a divide between Tua and Mike McDaniel? Because there was some takes from some national pundits, some former players, where they're saying, hey, Tua is basically asking for help here. Tua is saying, why won't our head coach be a bit, I don't want to say meaner, but a bit more of a disciplinarian against some of these guys who maybe aren't respecting the process that Tua is trying to abide by. So I wonder, like, these two guys who we all feel are joined at the hip, do you think there's a divide between the two of them right now?
That's the first sign that I've seen that there would be a divide. And you know what? That explanation doesn't really make sense to me, Solana, because these are player-only meetings. I'll say this. I wrote in back in November about players-only meetings that they had all 53 players on the active roster, the 16 from the practice squad, and they would have them in a big conference room. And those meetings are called by the leadership council. You know, I talked to Kendall Lamb, Zach Sealer, Teron Armstead, and Alec Ingold about those meetings, and they gave me the details of it. And I wrote a column about it. That's not what Tua's talking about. He's talking about player-led film sessions that happen on Thursday morning, Thursday afternoon, Friday morning. Mike McDaniel has no control over who shows up at those meetings and whether they're tardy. That's all player-led. And so for Tua to talk about leadership, you're talking about yourself, like players, you know, the team captains or the offense is in charge of that. As a matter of fact, after the game, I was talking to a veteran offensive player, and I was telling him about how Kenneth Grant said that coaches go to some of the defensive meetings, defensive line meetings, at those film watching session meetings. And he looked at me like I had a third eye. He was like, what do you mean coaches go to the defensive meetings? And I was like, well, KG said, you know, such and such. And he was like, I don't know anything about that. So I guess, you know, that's just a defensive line. And we later found out defensive back thing. But, Mike McDaniel would have nothing to do with players coming late to player-led film-watching sessions. So I have a hard time believing that. But if – you know, look, when you lose, there is finger pointing and there are rifts that form. So maybe this is the first public indication that maybe there is something going on there between McDaniel and Tua.
And Perk, you covered me. I don't know exactly how long you've been covering the Dolphins, but you've been around a lot of teams. This player-led thing, I'm glad you brought the player-led meeting thing. It's just guys getting together to get ready to play ball. Like we would go and we'd go and watch film or look at the run game if they have a crazy run set. We didn't call it player-led meetings. We called it getting ready for Sunday. And they're making this big deal about now this player-led meeting thing. Like you're saying, the Kenneth Grant coach is coming. It started back in November, you know, started before, and now it's Tua calling people out. Like, have you ever seen an emphasis put on player-led meetings? We didn't have a name for it. It's calling getting ready for damn Sunday.
Exactly. And Shannon, that's part of Tua like being tone deaf. Like, the wording means something here, and you've got to be specific. And you know, and Tua also said that there's guys that are missing these meetings and showing up late. And then somebody said, as a follow-up, to be specific, Tua, do you mean players are missing the meetings or they're late? And he said, late. Yeah. And it's like, but you said missing, and you talked about should we make them mandatory? So I don't know. I think Tua just temporarily lost his mind. And like I say, I think he's tone deaf. He doesn't understand, you know, if you're talking about player-led film-watching sessions, say that. That's different than the players-only meetings that are everybody, all 53, and that are called by the leadership council. We're talking about two different things here. Tua's got to be more specific when he communicates, because it leaves room for interpretation, and then that leaves room for people to speculate, and that's the situation we're in. Is there a rift between Tua and McDaniel, and why are coaches have to be being invited to player-led meetings, and why are players late? Did they not respect each other? Has McDaniel lost control of the team? And just it just opens the door for all of these questions.
Who do you think he was referring to? He was referring to a specific player. I know it. Who do you think it was?
Oh, I'm not even going to speculate. I don't know. You know, last year.
I love reckless speculation, Bert. Right. This show is built on reckless speculation.
My business has a prize on that also now. But, you know, last year everybody would have pointed to Tyreek, but, you know, you don't say goodbye to the bad guy, right? You can't say that about Tyreek anymore. So I don't know. I honestly have no idea. And I don't even know if he's talking about, you know, quarterbacks, running backs, receivers, offensive line. I have zero idea who he's talking about here, how many people he's talking about, what late means, 5 minutes, 30 minutes. Like, you know, and the bad thing is Tua talks tomorrow. You know, quarterbacks talk on Wednesdays. He's going to get peppered with all these questions. I bet there's not one Cleveland Browns question asked tomorrow. It's going to be specify this.
That's exactly what I was going to ask you. What do you think he's going to say tomorrow? Because he's got to try to make this go away. So what do you think he's going to say?
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I think he answers 3, 4, 5 questions, and after that, I just want to talk about Cleveland. I'm only answering questions about Cleveland. That's probably what I would recommend, even though it's going to come off as kind of BS because you opened this box and now you need to put everything back in it, but you can't put everything back in it. Probably the smart thing to do is field 4 or 5 questions and then just change it. Just try to change the narrative. I'm only going to talk about Cleveland. I've answered your questions. That's looking back. I prefer to look ahead. You know, I'm taking care of this internally now. It's a team in-house matter. You know, I've given you some answers, but we're not going to do this for 30 minutes. That's what I would advise, but we'll see what happens.
Perk, we talk about it on Game Day Uncensored, where I told you, look, I don't think this roster is very good, and I don't think they're going anywhere. But earlier in the show, I was just trying to build the case, just trying to build one about, hey, the Dolphins season, while they're not going to the playoffs, it's salvageable in the sense that they could still win some games here. I don't think they're going to end up 1-15. All these games that they've played where they lost, you know, you could make the case they're one score games. They had the ball down the end of the game with a chance to either tie or take the lead. Or in the sense of the other day, they did take the lead. They had the game winning drive and they ended up losing the game. Like, is there anything to build on at all? Like, can Mike McDaniel point to something and say, hey, there's still hope here?
Yeah, there is, because you have seen flashes of things, right? I mean, Malik Washington had the 74-yard punt return, so that's a special team thing. You've had the comebacks on offense. Jack Jones punches that ball out against the Jets on defense. By the way, it would be easier for them to be 0-6 than 4-2 at this point. But but we digress.
Good point.
But you know, they're, yeah, I know I'm such a downer.
That would ruin Solana's moment
right,
there.
If right. Yeah. No, I mean, he's so right though. You're so right. They're closer to being 0-6 than they are, as close as they are to being 4-2 or whatever. They're way closer to being 0-6. You're right.
They are. But there's things you can point to. Darren Waller, Patrick Paul, Devon Achane, Aaron Brewer, Jordan Brooks. Sadly, you can't point to Minka. I don't know if he looks at the standings and he gets more and more pissed off that he's not in Pittsburgh anymore. But I'm surprised. And, you can't point to Zach Sealer or Chubb or Phillips. But there are positive things going on with this team. They just have to cross some T's and dot some I's. And that's kind of the difference between good teams and bad teams, though, right? I mean, the good teams are able to take care of those details and bad teams can't. But there are a few positive things for this team to point to, definitely.
Speaking of those positive things, I was going to say, Perk, all these positives. This is something else Solana brought up earlier in the show. All these positives you're talking about. Is there a team in the league that would trade any position group with the Dolphins? Not just Waddle. They have to take all their receivers and take all our receivers. Take all our corners, give them all their corners. You think there is a position group that would be traded by any other team?
Maybe inside backers where you got Jordan Brooks, Terrell Dotson, KJ Britt, and Willie Gay, although they aren't making many plays. On paper, you would take the edge rushers, but they aren't making any plays. That's about it, right? A kicker and punter. I mean, Jake Bailey has been balling, and Riley Patterson has been a good kicker, but that's kind of weak, huh? Give me your kicker and punter for my kicker and punter.
Plus, he can't hit a long one, so it doesn't matter. No one's taking Riley Patterson. He can't hit a long field goal. You can't even have him out there.
Debatable.
It's crazy how nothing is really going right for this team at this time. It's just absolutely crazy. And you know what? I said this on my podcast today with David Peronis. If this team gets to like 2-9 or 2-8 or something, I wonder if they would trot Zach Wilson out there wondering, do we have the next retread quarterback in the tradition of Daniel Jones and Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold? Are we sitting on our next, our next first round washout? Who's a retread? If you're at 2-9, you might trot them out there to see.
Yeah, I'd rather see Quinn Ewers out there. All right, Chris Perkins, go continue doing good work in memory of Jason Jenkins. He was a good man, and everybody misses him.
Yes, sir.
We appreciate everything the foundation does there. Thank you, Perk.
Yep. All right, guys, we'll talk.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.